You guys, welcome to Make It Make Sense. We are your hosts. My name is Sheba.
And your girl, Niche. And here on Make It Make Sense, we are going to be discussing self-help.
We're going to definitely go over some current events that's happening.
We're going to address mental health issues as well.
You guys, we got a new segment that we're going to bring in this season. It's going to be world news.
And we're also going to tackle some general topics.
Make sure you stay tuned for the dope special guest that we're going to bring in along the way as well. Strap in. Make sure that you stay tuned for the topic, guys. You're tuning in to Make It Make Sense. You're tuning in to make it make sense. You're here.
Okay.
We're here.
Let's go. All right.
Let's get it.
I'm gonna kill her. What's up, family? Thank you guys for tuning in to another rendition of Make It Make Sense. Let me repeat what I just said. I'm gonna kill her. This is your girl, Sheba, on the mic. Of course, you hear Nisha in the background. We're thankful that you came again. I hope you had an amazing day today. Nisha's not feeling the best, but as the show goes on, she'll fall in line. Okay. Now let me explain why first I said what I just said. I'm always I always say this. I'm like, I'm ready when you're ready to record. But when I see the record button come up, I ain't ready. And that's why I said I'm gonna kill her. So anyway, you guys, very laid back show today. And just a quick news topic that we're gonna hit. And then we're going to go to It's a Fact, which is where we try to give you something about us that you don't know, okay? So that you can just kind of figure out something new about us. And the topic today is just going to be another layback situation. It is going to be Black Card Revoked. Now, I'll talk about that when I get to it because I didn't know they had different versions of this in different, you know, different ethnicities and things like that, which is super cool.
Oh, I didn't know.
I know, right? So yeah, let's go ahead and get started, you guys. First of all, tell the world how you're doing today.
Hi everybody. As she said, I'm really not feeling good. Something simple though. It's just like my sinus gets inflamed sometimes, and then I just can't breathe out my nose, or my nose is running like crazy and I'm just annoyed by it. Like, that's my truth. I am annoyed by it. But other than that, everything is everything, y'all. I'm excited for this one. I know when we played it the first time, it was super funny, y'all, just to see our answers, because Sheba and I, we have great chemistry, but we are very different. So when I hear her answers,
preach.
So funny. So I'm hoping to just laugh so I might feel better. Like, that's
look, what and don't thinking. Nobody care. Don't nobody care. She can laugh at me. I told her I ain't embarrassed. I am not embarrassed. You guys, on a side note, let me start this, okay? I can side note all day. Let's start with the news. Quick story. Quick news topic is going to be the inauguration today, you guys. It was successful. And what I mean by successful, it was no violence. There was no chaos. It flowed, I think, as smoothly as it could. But President, now President Joe Biden and Miss Kamala Harris were signed into office today for President and Vice President. Roles and very great highlights in the inauguration. Did you get a chance to see it?
I did. I caught a good bit of it. So most of it, I did see.
You know, you had some of his predecessors there. Of course, the Obamas was there, just looking as fly as they want to be. And Mr. Bill Clinton and the fam were there. George W. Bush, which at one point was not liked. And listen, don't nobody know what he did wrong anymore. Because, you know, we're like, you know, he wasn't that bad. And so I was very glad to see him and his family be supportive. And be there as well. But yeah, they were there. One of the highlights for me was Amanda Gorman and the speech that she gave. She did an amazing job. If you don't know who she is a poet. Poet. Lay back, Sheba. She's a poet, and she became the youngest poet to do any kind of anything at any of the inaugurations. She's 22. And she did wonderfully, okay? The highlights of her poem was For Unity and Togetherness. The name of it is The Hill That We Climb. Her pace, her delivery, her voice, the escalation in her voice when it was time for, I mean, everything in totality was amazing. It talked about, I could tell it was recent because she talked about the Capitol riots in it. She talked about her mother, you know, her mother being a single mom and just how, you know, how grateful she was to even be in that position, giving a speech in that position. So she did an amazing job. You guys look her up because I think this is going to be monumental. This is definitely going to go down in history for her. Years and years and years to come. Again, her name is Amanda Gorman. But along with the inauguration, you know, Joe Biden hadn't been playing. You know, he is already in play with reversing a lot of the executive orders that Trump had in play. So they were working before they started working. You can definitely tell it was something that they were doing behind the scenes. And again, as I said earlier, very proud of Ms. Kamala Harris being the first Black and Asian American to hold the position that she holds. Very proud of it. I actually looked up some photos of her. I don't know if she was in college or high school, but she was kicking it with her homegirls. And it looked like us. All the homegirls was us. They was kicking it. So for the people that look at Kamala like, is she really? Yes, she is. Okay. Just a revised and mature version. So I'm very, very proud of that. And that's all we got for today, man.
I just want to say that it is a bomb time to be a woman. Like, we are really making history, and that's amazing. Like, I don't think people really understand the gravity of the times that we're in. Like, see this woman be a vice president is a really, really big deal. And I feel like she hasn't gotten the credit that she deserves just for that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like everything that happened in the Capitol kind of took away her shine there a little bit. So shout out to Kamala. And it's like I said, I'm just really, really happy to be a woman right now.
Definitely, definitely. And I think it's overdue. I think it's overdue. I agree with you fully. I agree with you fully on that. I don't think everybody is accepting of it. I don't think everybody knows how to handle it. I know people personally that say that they're all about women and women rights, but for some reason, this uproar of womanness has some men uncomfortable. And I can just speak from a personal, I know some that are uncomfortable with it. I think it's more of a insecurity, you know, with their role and their positions, and it doesn't have to be. But anyway, that's a whole nother topic. Right. Yes, congratulations to everybody. Let's jump into this fact of today, okay? Now, I'm going to let Nisha jump in as she fits, but this is my fact, you guys. I'm going to give you two because I really think I've already kind of went over one in some form or another on the show. But I have a problem with my voice escalating. It starts off some way, like very low, and then along the way people around me like, wait, hold up, why are you hollering? It doesn't matter who it is. It could be a friend, it could be family. I'm always being told to bring it down a notch. After a long time, I guess I get excited, I guess, I don't know, but your girl voice elevates unknowingly. I don't know it until I'm told. Right. So I'm always trying to pay attention to that while I'm talking.
Some of them days, you too loud.
Right. I think she heard it. Like, I think she heard it real time, you know, and the hub was like, what? Wait, what are you? I can't even hear my game. He was playing something. And I just overtook the house. This is what he said. The kids are asleep. It kills me. The kids are asleep. You know, everybody in the house sleeping. You in here hollering. Don't know it. I'm excited. It is what it is. Do you have one you want to go over?
It's the fact that I hate being late. Like, being late.
What? I love it.
My day. No, but it's real. Like, it's one of those. It's like your wrinkled paper thing. Like, it's that serious. Mm. I'm talking about. If I remember going to work an hour early, like, just because I'm thinking about traffic, mm-hmm. I'm thinking about an accident happened. Like, I don't care what it is. Being mm-hmm. late, I hate it. It will ruin my entire, it's like a domino effect. If I'm late, everything else is bad after that. Mm-hmm. Like, so I
dig it. So let me formally apologize to her and in front of the world, because I start this show late a few times. I will definitely hit her up and be like, look, I need another 15 minutes. Look, or I don't hit it up and I come in 5 minutes, 6 minutes late. So let me formally give you my apologies, because if you don't like it, like I don't like paper.
Yeah, it's me.
I am just done with people in my life. okay, cool. So you guys got a couple facts about us that you didn't have before today. Now let's go ahead and get into the main topic. No topic, but the main game of today. All right. Sit back and vibe with us as we jump into Black Card Revoked. Now, if you remember from the first season, we played this game before. It was cool. It was funny. She laughed at me more than I laughed at her. but I can say that this one here is different, which is one of my concerns. It's you know, I didn't want it to be the same question, same vibe. It is a different vibe. I purchased these this time. I didn't try to go the free route. Purchased these this time, and I'm kind of glad that I did. So this is going to be something that's going to be regular, you guys. We're going to finish out this series. And then I did see that they have other series, which is quite cool. And I'm going to bring those into play as well. But it ain't Black Card Revoked. It's Girls Night Out. It's all kind of things that they have out there for stuff like that. So I know, right? So we'll bring that in. I'm going to let Niche start off her first one. Now, side note, I got to be honest, and I am going to be completely honest. I didn't read these. Seriously, I didn't read any of them. And we are going to do this a little bit differently, you guys. This is going to be more of a majority wins. Now, how is a majority winning with two people? We don't know, but we're going to figure it out. Somebody got to agree to disagree. Somebody got to agree to disagree on what's going to be the best common Black answer, okay? Jump into it.
All right, so y'all, this, I can't wait to ask this question. Like, I told y'all I was super excited for this. Okay, so the question is, which music artist would you want to have your back in a fight?
No, who came up with this?
So the A is Rihanna. B
okay.
is Cardi B.
Mm.
C is Megan Thee Stallion.
Mm.
And D is Solange.
I gotta go with Cardi B. That's a lot of ratchetness. Shout out to Cardi. I'm a fan of some of her stuff. You know, I think she's beautiful. But with that, in a situation like that, I don't know. Hold on. Let me weigh this. Okay. Now, this is my weighing. I like Riri too. I think Riri would be down, but I'm going for just super ratchetness. And so it's going to be for me between Cardi and Megan Thee Stallion.
You got to pick one.
I got to pick one. But Megan Thee Stallion got some body to her. Like, she built. Like, you know, there ain't nobody just jumping up to her. I don't think she's a 5'4", 5'3" chick. She's got a beautiful body, but ain't she tall?
That's how she got her name. She's super tall, but.
Okay. That makes a difference. Don't do that. Like, it don't make a difference. Like, some people don't even check tall people. They're like, you know what? I'll come back. It ain't that big of a deal. So I'm gonna go with.
Was crazy. We checking everybody. I don't care. Okay.
You know what? I'm going with my first choice. I'm going with Cardi B. I feel like in those type of situations, I want someone that's down for whatever. I don't want nobody that's really worried about what they look like or what they sound like. I'll think about what I did tomorrow. But I'm going with Cardi B.
Well, I'm going to go with Rihanna. And the reason why is because though Cardi B is ratchet, that can be a problem. Like, y'all can both end up in jail. Like, I want somebody that we're going to do our dirt and we're going to slide after that. Like, I don't want to be locked up like Thelma and Louise. Like, Rihanna wrote an entire song about killing someone.
And everybody, but you know what? That ain't a fight, though. That's not a fight, though. That's not a fight. That's a quick in and out. I mean, I need somebody that's is Riri a fighter? Ain't nobody heard of Riri fighting.
Look, you ain't gotta hear. That's the point. She ain't in jail either. Like, how many times has Cardi B been in jail? Like,
you know, yeah. But see, the question is not about the consequences later. It's not about that. It's about who would I take with me at that time.
I'm gonna go with Rihanna because she told Chris Brown ass up in the back of that car, period.
But it ain't happen again.
It did, but that's the point. You don't want that.
Look, you guys, we're gonna disagree on this one. Because look, you know, I'm a changed woman, I'm a better woman. But when I go into situations like that, everybody I was with was super ratchet. All my girlfriend was super ratchet. And that's probably why I chose that answer. So I don't think it's the wrong answer. I can definitely see Rihanna. I can definitely see her answer and mine. You guys, you know the website. If you don't, we'll post that later. The YouTube channel is Make It Make Sense, the podcast. Give us your comments, okay? Of course, we're on Anchor as well. You hear the visual. Give us your comments. Let us know who you pulling for and whose side you got for that, okay? Next question. All right, so here it is. Which love and hip hop show do you absolutely hate the most? Choice number one is going to be Atlanta. Two is New York. Three is Miami. And four is Hollywood. Let's hear it.
Truthfully, I hate all of them except I watched it Atlanta for a good little while, and I feel salty about having to say that considering I'm from Miami, but it was horrible. Like, I just, first of all, look, that's a whole nother story. The bottom line is I don't like none of them except for Atlanta, so whatever answer that is. Hollywood just seems super fake. Like, these people fighting and it don't look like they ever been in a fight in their life. Okay. And then the Miami one is just like, I ain't never heard of none of these people except for Trina and Trick. And other than that, like, well, and you know, a few other people, but for the most part, I don't know these people. So, and when I say no, I don't mean personally. I mean, like, being from that city and never really hearing no buzz about you. Like, so, yeah.
I got to agree. This ain't going to be a disagree right here. Listen, what I'm missing is all of the above on here. Now, I got to be honest. Atlanta was my fave. I think it was the first one, if I'm not mistaken, that came out. Now, when it first came out, I was all about it. You know what I'm saying? I tuned into it. It didn't start. I tuned out of it when it started getting like super. What's the word I'm looking for?
Scripted.
Yeah, scripted and just messy. It got super scripted, super messy. You know, I just started tuning out. So after like season 3-ish, I stayed to Stevie J and some of the others cast that was coming in, and I kind of tuned out of it because it was a little bit much for me, and I hated seeing the women being combative and fighting the way that they were over these men. I just felt like weren't necessary, you know, to do that for. But, you know, I tuned into Miami for a minute and I tuned out quickly. Yeah. I just wasn't into it.
Like you just,
it didn't seem like you said, LA, Hollywood. Yeah, it was super scripted. Like none of those women I would have seen in the hoods I knew and I went to, and anybody was intimidated by, like, none of them. Okay, so I just didn't really vibe with that. It seemed Hollywood.
Yes,
right. I think that's the perfect title for it. My New York, I tuned into it a little bit, but I was more into it when Chrissy
and Jim Jones
was in there, because Chrissy ain't the one to play with. Chrissy, when she snapped. Look, I don't know if y'all seen them. Go back to them early episodes. Chrissy was dragging chicks through the hall. I mean, it was like, Chrissy, calm down. But I liked it from the beginning. I liked her and Jim Jones, you know, relationship until later. It was like, when are you going to marry her? For real. Like 10 years later, they doing another reality show. And no shade on them. It's like, she worthy. She been there. That's a whole nother topic too.
Right.
But I'm in agreement with this. I will do all of the above, and that ain't even in the answer, but I don't like really any of them today, so it's on you, mommy.
All right, so the next one for me, and this should be an easy one. I feel like she gonna get this one, because if it is, I'm gonna just come through the thing and just bop her, because everybody heard this. All right, so the question is, according to mama, why shouldn't a woman put her purse on the floor? The first answer, A, is it'll get stolen. B, it'll make it dirty. C, it's bad luck. And D, you'll stay broke.
Girl, you gonna stay broke. That's a period. Southern thing, period.
Girl, if I ain't hear that too much.
Stop putting your money there. And you know what? Even today, I find myself doing it. Now, sometimes I'd be like, girl, that's just something. You know, either you're going to have it or you're not. But I still find myself just not putting it on nothing on the floor.
And get mad when my kids sit my purse right. on the floor. Get my purse up. Like, what are you doing?
That's got to be.
That's like the sweet.
Who started that?
I don't know.
A black person said, you're going to be broke if you put your money on the floor. Where did that come from?
I don't know. But that's a show we need to do. Like,
come on now, let's figure out where this originated and why.
Right. I heard too much sweeping your feet. You won't get married.
Like, your ear itching. Somebody's your hands itching. It's all girl. You know what? Okay. All right. Next question, you guys. Let's go ahead and jump into this one. This is kind of neat. What song is most played during the first dance at a black wedding? And here we go with the choices. Here and Now by Luther Vandross. Real Love by Eric Benet. Forever by Jaheim. And Love of My Life by Brian McKnight.
Oh, that's super hard. First of all, I ain't been to one.
Me neither.
But well, I've seen a lot.
Couple, but
yeah. Give me them again.
Look. You know how to answer this deep down inside. Deep down. You know.
Think about it. Like,
all right. What song is most played during the first dance at a black wedding? Let's think about the black artist that everybody knows as black. Here we go again. Here and Now by Luther Vandross. Real Love by Eric Benet. Forever by Jaheim. And Love of My Life by Brian McKnight.
It's Luther.
Dude, come on now. Come on. Everybody know this. Luther. For some reason, Luther's still living. Luther been dead for almost 7 years, 10 years or more. He's still here. He ain't never left nowhere. Luther is your go-to for any love song.
Right.
for blackness. Now, not to take away from Jaheim, and especially not Jaheim, because, you know, Jaheim is very black. Okay. I think he's only really known in our circle. Eric Benet is known outside of the black circle a little bit, but he black too. And Brian McKnight outside of the circle, but he black too. I would do Brian McKnight second. I would do a Brian McKnight second, but Luther, man, he taking that. So listen, we agree on another one. Let's go, Mo.
All right. So the next one for me is, by the way, whoever took these questions, picture.
It was a mess. I was trying to get it to you.
Okay. But all right. So the next question is,
ooh, why are you looking sideways?
Because that's where the picture is. That's why. That's the point. I'm in my neck trying to read the question. I wish this one was live. I don't.
I know, right?
Not feeling good. But
look, it was black how we did these questions. I sent her photos. Look, this was black. This should have been in the black corporate.
This was definitely.
Anyway, go ahead, Mom. I'm sorry.
All right. okay. If you haven't watched this movie, you need your black card revoked immediately. A, Boys in the Hood. B, The Wiz. C, Color Purple. Or D, Roots.
Man, all of those are hard.
All of that. That's what I said.
All of those are hard because I feel like you should have seen all of them. Okay. Quick story, I didn't see The Wiz until like 3 years ago. I didn't know what I didn't know there was a black version of that movie. What was the name of the real one?
The Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. Didn't know there was a black version of it, and it was super popular with Michael Jackson in it and all of that. My hub actually told me about that. So that's the only reason I'm not going to say that, okay? But someone a little bit older than me may be like, what? You ain't seen The Wiz? But I didn't know that. But girl, The Roots, I don't know nobody that ain't seen The Roots and The Color Purple. Between those two, what was the other one?
Boys in the Hood too.
I mean, look, I think this may be more generational. I think if you ask someone of a different age, someone maybe in our range group, I would say Boys in the Hood, because I've seen that.
Agreed.
Many times.
We agree. And I was surprised with that. And like I said, y'all, I didn't watch Roots because from what I heard, it was super long and I ain't got that type of time. Plus, I don't need to go back. I ain't trying to go back. I'm tired of watching slave movies. It is over. I'm not watching that. I just can't. I can't commit my days to that.
That's something that we have in common. Like, I help people, like, there's been some great movies, I'm sure, like Harriet Tubman, new movie that came out last year, and all of these movies, the lady that had the business on her own, the hair straightening business, what was her name?
Oh, Madam CJ. Oh, I watched that. That was good.
I can't watch any of those because I get in my feelings, and that's just me being completely honest, okay? I don't, because see, we still got stuff we ain't resolved today. So I don't want to go back and see what they went through. I know what they went through, but I'm in my feelings. I'm in my feelings, you guys. I can't do that. Whatever it is. So I didn't watch all the Roots either. I saw some of it, but after all the beatings and the whoopings, I can't do this. I can't.
I feel like the people who made it just be having fun watching. Like, I don't like that. Like, I don't like, why is we recreating those type of, we read about it, we know it happened, we up on it, okay? I don't want to see that. Like, I just don't. I just feel like that.
Girl, that's something we got in common. So I think we agreed on Boys in the Hood for our time, but I would have to say I would hate to give The Color Purple a second because I done seen The Color Purple a lot of times, y'all.
I know. I called my sister today and do the video silly over the phone.
Girl, I be right here looking like CD half the time.
Never part my team. Girl, yes. I called my sister today and we'll do it.
So look. So we ain't doing The Color Purple or The Boys in the Hood?
I still gotta say Boys in the Hood for a few reasons, but Color Purple would be up there too.
Yeah. That would be, we're going to agree on that. But you know what? I know somebody else that's black. Listen, like the color, y'all didn't pick the color purple. Listen, and I feel you. And I feel you. And I feel you. But it's just something about, I can't tell you how many times I done seen Boys in the Hood.
Right.
All of them was just super fine at that. Yes. All of them Orange brothers was
Nut, Cuba Good and Junior.
Oh,
oh my God.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? That's before Cuba got really what's the word I'm looking for? Hollywood. Before Cuba got really Hollywood and he was still swaggish and still just had that swag about him.
Yeah.
You know, he was just fine, you guys. Nia Long and they're looking juicy and beautiful too. And Morris Chestnut, just a beautiful. Come on now. Ice Cube. Come on now. All right. We're moving on. Next one.
All right.
we over. Man, let me speed it up. Yep. When should a marriage be over? A, until death. B, when you're unhappy. C, until someone cheats. Last one, when someone has a baby on the side. Ugh. Again, the question is, when should a marriage be over? Until death. When you're unhappy. Until someone cheats. When someone has a baby on the side.
First of all, I'm the wrong person to ask this question to. The baby thing would be a deal breaker for me. That would be a deal breaker for me. Because initially I was gonna say when you're not happy. But the thing is too, in life, like you're not always gonna be happy. You gotta find a way to kind of make things.
I agree with that.
So I guess that comes from just me being older, because 20-year-old me would have been like, when I ain't happy.
When I ain't happy, I'm bouncing, I'm gone.
But okay, so with that being said, I'm gonna go with the baby. Once you have an outside baby, nigga, it's over. Bye. I can't. That's disrespectful, because it's like, and I ain't even gonna condone cheating, because cheating is wrong too. But if you gonna cheat, don't do that. Like, that ain't what we doing. Yeah. So that's my answer.
I agree with it. But this is gonna be an agree to disagree. Cheating for me is a done deal. All right. Listen. Until death should be the correct answer.
It should be, but
all right. But you know, this is Black Card Revoked. We understand a lot of black marriages don't last, and this ain't even black marriages. This is marriages, period. Yeah. Just don't make it until death. Although it should, but all that comes down to who you picking and how you picking your partner, and someone's been picked the right way. Okay, so not that. When you're unhappy, like she said, sometimes you just ain't happy. You kind of. Don't go off your feelings all the time. Sometimes you just got to do it because you got to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because days will get better. Times will get better. Our feelings are all over the place. Okay. But the cheating thing for me, because I'm going to always look at you that way. Like I'm going to always look like I wasn't good enough and move on. Now, this is a topic. Let me make a note of this, because this is a topic I could talk about. Do you understand?
Yeah. I like these cards, because I done came up with a few topics. Just
right. Me too. Like, when you cheat, man, I'm thinking about what you're doing. And honestly, in a marriage, if we really want to get real vital about it. Now, these are days and times people can watch porn and stuff like that together. It's all good. I'm actually down with that. My problem is when you're watching it without me. A lot.
Really? Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about that at another time.
All right. You see what I'm saying? Sure, so we're going to disagree on that, but it's the same premise. Hers is the outside baby. I'd have been gone before we even realized there was a baby there. So we kind of agree. We kind of agree on that. Next question, Mommy. Let's make it happen.
Okay. If your mama sent you to the corner store with $5, what were you supposed to bring back? A, cold pop. B, a lottery ticket. C, some cigarettes. Or D, her damn change.
Her change. There's got to be some change. Look, for me, it's going to be change. If you gave me $5, that means I would have picked cigarettes. because that's going to be one of the only things that's going to be close to that $5 mark. But if there's something, a pack of bread or something else you gave me, the first thing my mom done was, what am I change? That's the first thing they asking me. What do you think?
I'm wondering if that's a Black thing, because my grandma was the same way. She gave me some money. Hey, listen, I want my change back, period. Before you even, when you about to make this move to get out the car, make sure you bring my change back. And
right.
Yeah, so that was that. Okay.
All right, cool. Next one, you guys. Which of these things do you notice first when you meet a woman? Shoes, teeth, hair, shape. Let's be honest. Go.
I wouldn't have picked none of those. I wouldn't have picked any of those. But I guess superficially, the first thing you notice is the body. That's what I would say.
What would you have said, though?
Vibe. I'm a vibe person. Before you even get to me, I'm already knowing how I'm going to feel about you. Like, that's just, I'm not even looking at that initially. Because I don't care how you look. It's if the type of person you is. Like, am I going to be able to really, like, that's just me. Probably not even a normal answer for most people. But that's what I'm on. Like, I don't care how you look. How you look ain't gonna make me no difference. Sleeping with you, it don't matter to me.
Right.
So, but I mean, if they mean just like you walking in a grocery store and you lay eyes on the
First thing you see when you meet a woman, and this may be more geared towards men too.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, yes, I agree with you. I would have, if I had to pick one of these, it would be the shape of a woman.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of those women that stop multiple women throughout my day out and tell her how beautiful she is or how nice she looks or how fly this looks. And, I'm one of those women. I could be a man. I could be that man. It's like, oh, like I vibe on this. Seriously. And I'm super serious. Like, I can tell a woman, like, you are, I want to make your day. I do. I want to make your day. And I know I made their day. But besides that, I would have to go on vibe and personality as well. I have to do that, because if there's something that I feel that we can have, we can talk, we can chat, we laugh together by just something crazy. It could be a quick conversation. How you doing? What's up, girl? This line is long as hell. Ain't it though? And just, it's a vibe. It's just something that we have in common, whatever it is. It could be kids. It could be money. It could be relationship. It could be whatever. If I'm vibing with you, then we got a foundation started. So I got to agree with you on that too. Go, Ma.
All right. So the last question is going to be, which of these songs is the best to lay your partner down to?
Jesus.
This is funny, y'all. Okay, so A is Meeting in My Bedroom. B is, and I got a feeling what answer she gonna choose, y'all. Anyway, B is
Anytime,
Any Place, Janet Jackson.
Mm.
C is Freaking You by Jodeci. And D is It Seems Like You Ready by R. Kelly.
What? So. Listen. Two of these are standing out for me. I'm going to give you my two and then I'm going to give you my one. Listen, I know everybody on this whole tip about, you know, he was messed up and he was messed up. But was he great at the art that he did? Yes, he was. So R. Kelly is definitely up in there. Seems Like You Ready. Yep. I'm going to lay down to that. And,
damn.
Man, that was as real as I could get, y'all. And I try to avoid those moments.
Y'all need
but to listen.
Yep, I'm gonna lay down to that.
Yeah, I'm gonna lay down to that. And then Jodeci, man. Jodeci. Now I was a Silk fan too. Actually, Silk was one of the first concerts I went to, and Bone Thugs and Harmony. It was Bone Thugs and Harmony, Silk, and somebody else, and that was my first concert ever. I was a Bone Thugs and Harmony fan. Shout out to Busy Bone, just fine during that time. But anyway, yes, so between those two, Jodeci, you know, Casey voice was killing it for me, but it wasn't a lot of R. Kelly songs back in those days, because I was young and hot and didn't know nothing, but I thought I knew everything. Man, that's it for me.
So for me, I would agree with the Jodeci, but my number one is going to be Silk through and through. Like, definitely. Like, okay, yeah. So that's that. I ain't even going to elaborate on that. But that would be my.
Yeah, see how she didn't throw herself out there? I threw myself out there. Mm-hmm. She didn't throw herself out there. But I'm a fan of Silk too. I like Silk too because those men could blow. You understand? Boy, those boys could hit those notes. You understand? All right. Last one for me. Last question. Which is the best show or movie featuring the actor Leon?
Who? David Ruffin?
You will know. Yeah. Yeah. He played in all kind of singing group movies. He's played in all kind of singing group movies. Okay, here we go. That's a black thing.
Is Leon his real name?
No. It's the character name. It's the Black Card Revolt. And this is only a black thing. You will only know Leon.
Right. And it's funny that I associated that immediately with David Ruffin. Okay.
David Ruffin. But he was Leon in The Heartbeats. You know what I'm saying? It was Leon. Listen. So here we go. Which movie is the best show? The movie featuring the actor Leon. 5 Heartbeats. Waiting to Exhale.
Oh, that's super good.
Above the Rim. And The Temptations. The way she was talking about.
Without David Ruffin, you ain't nothing. That's what it is. The Temptations is the best one. Ever. Like, and
actually,
then,
let me correct that. Hold on really quick. Leon is his real name.
Okay. Right?
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So yeah, for me it'll be The Temptations and then The 5 Heartbeats would be a close second. Like, that's what it will be.
I would have to agree. As much as I love Waiting to Exhale with Pac and them in there, that was cool. Waiting to Exhale, he just wasn't that brother, but those brothers are out there. Okay, let's keep it real. But for me, I would agree. First one with Temptations, David Ruffin. Come on now, you guys. That voice was... come on now. That voice was everything.
Iconic moment.
Yeah. And then The 5 Heartbeats would be a second for me. So we agree with that, Ma. You got a last one or are we done?
No, we good, y'all. I hope
and
y'all.
You got this lasted about an hour, but just because we in here talking and chatting. So we hope you guys enjoyed it. How you want to end it, Ma?
As we always do.
As we always do, you guys, make sure that you stay tuned for the next episode, the next rendition. Of course, Nisha will be here doing her thing for the next one. Until the next time, you guys, be kind. Be a blessing to somebody and your families. Stay blessed as well. We're out. Peace.